According to curator Astrid Nielsen, modern sculpture began in the late 1800s with Auguste Rodin.
Also für ihn war ein Fragment tatsächlich ein vollständiges Werk.
In his view, a fragment was actually a finished work. In the Renaissance, it would have been unthinkable to leave a figure incomplete, something equally unimaginable in the Baroque period as well. In particular, many Baroque sculptors in Rome were mainly employed to restore and complete classical works, and this was a main source of their income. Rodin owned a large collection of sculptures from antiquity, and today these works are also on show in the Musée Rodin in Paris. So Rodin was familiar with viewing fragments of classical sculpture in his own collection, and that was also inspiration enough for such a radical break. In various ways, he removed his figures from overall contexts and other preliminary models, fragmenting them and displaying them as full works of art.
Georg Troy, then director of the sculpture collection, was extremely interested in Rodin's approach. As early as 1897, immediately after the International Art Exhibition in Dresden, he acquired a plaster figure of the Inner Voice directly from Rodin himself. But many visitors disliked the torso and found it incomprehensible. The press even accused Rodin of being crazy. Incidentally, there is more to the backstory of Rodin's Inner Voice. Originally, he had designed the figure as part of his famous Gates of Hell project, a massive portal for a new museum in Paris with figures and groups all inspired by Dante's Divine Comedy. Rodin spent many years working on the portal, though ultimately it was never finished. Nonetheless, he used it as a vast resource and inspiration, constantly taking figures from it to turn into individual works, just as he did with his famous sculpture, The Thinker.